401, Unit 6, Recording 6.1. Hey Sarah, can you help me?
Sure, Mason. What's up?
My presentation is due on Monday, and I'm worried it's too boring. Do you mind listening to what I have so far?
I'd be happy to. What is the presentation about?
It's for my science class. We've been talking about different natural disasters. I decided to do my presentation on earthquakes.
Really? Why did you choose earthquakes?
I chose earthquakes because my country suffers from a lot of them.
I didn't know that. Where are you from?
I'm from Chile.
That's really cool. You should add that to your presentation.
Excellent idea. Okay, let me start my presentation. I'll periodically ask you for your opinion. Is that okay?
Of course.
Great, thanks. Good morning, classmates. I want to talk today about something that I feel passionately about, earthquakes. Before we begin, there are a few things you need to know. First, natural disasters are large geological events that have the potential to cause damage to property. Second, most natural disasters cannot be predicted, and that makes them more dangerous. An earthquake, in my opinion, is the worst natural disaster. What do you think about the introduction?
I think it's great. Keep going.
What is an earthquake? An earthquake is when the surface of the earth shakes because of a sudden release of energy. There are parts of the earth called tectonic plates. These plates can move or shift. When this happens, the ground shakes and can even break open. The reality is that the tectonic plates are always slowly moving, but sometimes they can get stuck. When this happens, energy is built up, and when they become unstuck, that energy causes the Earth's surface to shake. The movement could be small and unfelt by people, while some of them are so violent that it causes death and damage. Okay, do you think this information is clear?
Yes, I think you explained that clearly. You are easy to understand.
Thank you. So, what makes earthquakes so dangerous? Why are they among the worst of the natural disasters? Unfortunately, under the surface of the earth, there are several tectonic plates that are constantly moving. The movement is slow, but nonstop. This means that earthquakes can happen at any time, anywhere. Earthquakes are unpredictable. Not only this, but earthquakes are the cause of other natural disasters. Landslides are usually caused by earthquakes. Tsunamis are caused by earthquakes that begin under the ocean floor. So not only are they unpredictable, but they also cause chain reactions that cause even more death and damage.
That's interesting. I never thought about how tsunamis or landslides are the effects of earthquakes. Your presentation is very informative.
I'm glad you felt that way. I'm almost finished with what I have.
Okay, go ahead.
Earthquakes are more common in some places than others. The reason for this is because of the location of fault lines. Fault lines are where the earth breaks when tectonic plates move. The fault lines are the reason there are earthquakes with the movement of tectonic plates. In the United States, California is home to the San Andreas Fault. The fault is more than 650 miles long and at least 10 miles deep. A lot of smaller faults connect to the San Andreas Fault. The fault causes many earthquakes in Southern California. The biggest concern for seismologists or scientists that study earthquakes is that San Andreas has been waiting for a big earthquake for over 80 years. When that happens, the effects of the earthquake will be catastrophic. That's all I have so far. What do you think?
I think your presentation was informative and well thought out. I really enjoyed learning more about earthquakes. I want to learn more about the San Andreas Fault. My only suggestion would be to add information about Chile. This will make the information more personal.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate your feedback. I hope my presentation goes well.
I'm sure it will. See you later, Mason.